Have you ever wondered what it's like to outsource things for your private practice? This is a private conversation between myself and one of my employees in South Africa named Farzana, and she is a certified dispensing optician, about 15 years experience, and she's going to give you her firsthand experience on what she does on a day-to-day basis, how she learned to work for an American practice in Florida. They have about four locations. It's actually a OD OMD practice, and I just want you to open your eyes to learning to let go of some of the work that you do internally and see that there's competent humans as a global workforce that can really help your office relieve administrative duties. And Farzana is going to tell you that she submits vision claims and does eligibility, orders glasses and contacts, and you're going to be quite amazed by her knowledge base. So enjoy this kind of private, intimate conversation. Farzana, where do you currently live and where did you grow up?
I'm from in South Africa. That's the southern part of Africa, because a lot of Americans, they say, "What country are you from?" And then they're like, "South Africa is a country." Okay, so it's actually Cape Town, which is right down at the bottom. Yeah, grew up here, lived here all my life.
Okay, awesome. And how did you first get your first optical job? Were you just browsing online or were you shopping?
No. No, actually, I studied. It's a course called optical dispensing. So I'm a qualified optical dispenser, where you get a diploma. And then once you do your 3 years of studying, you have to do 1 year of what they call like in-house training. We have to work at an optometrist.
Yeah, I think we call it apprenticeship.
Our apprenticeship, yeah. So basically, when I graduated, I just continued at that specific optometrist where I was working as an optical dispenser. Yeah. So from
Okay.
student to qualified and things like that.
Yeah, here in the States, we're much less regulated with optical. So I think about out of half the about only 25 of the 50 states here in America are require licenses to be an optician.
Oh, so you could just so somebody could just train you and then be an
Yeah, so
optician.
you could just get a job at an optical or an optometry practice, and someone else would train you, and you'd kind of do self-study. And then others do require you to, go through some type of schooling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
Okay, and
we
then so
also
you went in person, and you had courses and book work and practicals and.
courses book year. Yeah. And it's I love actually anatomy just in general, so it was really good for me.
Okay. And then I guess tell us about your last job experience. I think you were the practice manager. You worked there for a good number of years.
Yeah, so I was there for 10 years as the optical dispenser and practice manager as well. Yeah, after a while. So that would be quite a lot. And like after a while, you're like 10 years is a long time. And then you're like, is this what I'm going to be doing? Yeah. So that's why online is a good, it was a good opportunity for me.
There's a point where it's just repetitive and you're looking for something new.
And also, it wasn't a challenge, anymore, because I've been doing it for such a long time. So I've worked in practice for about 15 years. So yeah, then I thought, no, I need to make a change.
That makes sense. Okay, and then how did you find remote work? Were you just browsing online or did the pandemic make you think, oh my God, maybe I could use my skill set online?
When the pandemic hit, and then everybody was like working from home and online and things like that, and remotely. And then I actually found it on LinkedIn where I was just browsing, and then I was like, optical, like I think it was a practice assistant. Actually, there was I think they advertise, the scribing things as well. Yeah. And then the optical assistant one. And it says working remotely from home. And I'm like, really? Can I do this? And then I just applied. And then yeah, that's how it happened.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, this is pretty special. Companies that sell glasses online, I'm sure there, I mean, there's tons in South Africa. Torga is huge, right?
Yeah.
What other chains do you guys have? VisionWorks, is that one?
We have VisionWorks, yeah. There's lots of chains. I work
Right.
for Specsavers, which is also, but the Specsavers is only South Africa. But I know you, I think you get one in the UK as well.
Yeah, they're different companies, though. They're
They're
not the
different
same.
companies, yeah. So the thing is, I actually thought because I've been in optics for such a long time, the only place that I thought I could actually work was in an optometrist. And then once I got in with Unbottleneck in connected with Unbottleneck, I was like, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I think, and I even struggle with the same thing. Like, I worked in my dad's practice for 8 years, and then I worked,
Okay.
yeah. So my dad's an optometrist, so I worked in his practice for 8 years, and then in college I worked at another location, just kind of part time. But I was kind of the same. I learned everything I could, and I managed staff and hiring and payroll and buying frames. And you're like, okay, he's like, I need to try something a little new. And but this is pretty special of doing optical stuff online. And I think what's great about it is it allows you to focus. And when you're inside an optical and then you're trying to help patients and then you're trying to put out fires and then you're trying to get your orders in, it's like there's just so
And
much.
stop issues as well. Ooh, a lot.
Yeah. Okay, so you practice you work for a practice in Florida, and they've got multiple locations. Tell us a little about what you do on the day-to-day basis.
So one they I do the optical billing for the different locations. And from the appointment schedule, I do the where we have to do eligibilities, where we check if this patient eligible for glasses, contact lenses, and things like that.
And what
And
vision plans do you check eligibility for?
you mean the names or what
The
do you
name.
mean? That would be mostly eye care, IMED, Spectera, and the Eyefinity. Yeah. And then,
Okay.
so I submit the claims, and I've got my spreadsheet of the claims that I've submitted, and then I do the payments, posting the payments as well.
Oh wow, so
So,
you do the whole from start to finish. So you look at the schedule of all the patients and then you'll go take their socials and names and birthdays to find if they're active or inactive eligibility.
and then
Okay.
I would have to then I would attach that to the chart so that the opticians in the practice can actually see what vision benefits they've got available and things like that.
Okay, that makes sense. What happens when you find someone who's inactive? Do you kind of just communicate to that to the practice because that patient needs to reschedule? Does that
I
happen
will do
often?
that. Not really often. It happens maybe once a week, and then I would just message that the optician at that location just to give them a heads up to say, look, this one is scheduled for so and so, but actually the vision only kicks in so and so a date. And then they would make sure that the patient gets rescheduled.
Right. Okay. Yeah. The worst, it happens occasionally. The patient comes in and they're not eligible for like an exam, and it's embarrassing because like
That's bad. Yeah, that's bad.
they
But
take off.
I think they would actually be more upset with you as the, I mean, in the practice because you didn't check, you know?
Yeah, and they took off work or they did whatever. So, and I think a lot of people like going to the eye doctor because it's like it's nice. You get to see again. You get to buy a new pair of glasses,
Absolutely.
it's not like well, I like going to the dentist because it feels good, but
I'm not a dentist lady.
yeah.
I get anxiety, but eye doctors are better.
Yeah. And then tell me, do you, so the practice is in Florida, so it's a 7 hour time difference. Do you work there during their hours? Do you work off hours? What's your schedule like?
So, with the billing, so their billing gets loaded at the end of the day, right? So, South African time, that would be late. I mean, around 11. So once in the morning, then I would go and check what has been added to the list, and then I'd bill that, and then make sure that everything is done basically before their practice opens, you know, in the
Yeah.
US.
Okay, so that's pretty awesome. So by the time they open, everything's kind of prepared for them for eligibility. And what time do you wake up in the morning?
I wake up at 6.
Oh, wow. Okay, gosh.
Yeah. So I make sure the billing is done so that once the practice opens, which is 2:30 South Africa time, once they get there, then I'm just available for if they need anything and things like that.
That's awesome. So it's almost like a 24-hour operation because by the time they work through the day and then you work when they're sleeping and
When they go to sleep, when they go sleep, and then I'd be waking up by that time, and then So it's, I think it works actually very well because I mean they'd be doing adding the billing, and then I'd be doing it by the time they arrive in the next morning, and then everything is done, you know.
yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, I work with, people from all over the world. I have Ukraine and the Philippines and China and Pakistan and it's kind of nice because you can get work done at like 10 p.m. and stuff. Okay. And how are you trained to submit these American Vision Plan glasses orders? So obviously you're a pro at ordering glasses. It's not rocket science, but there you did have to learn how to navigate these portals and stuff like that. How were you trained?
So, Justin trained me on how to do the billing. And with your help as well, getting me set up with a VPN and things like that. Also, what was a bit challenging was our insurance is different to American insurance. So I had to get used to that. But I think like in 2 months, I knew what was happening and things like that.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. So, and are the products pretty similar to what you're used to?
The products are very similar, actually. I was actually quite surprised because I mean, from the what they order, and products are very similar. I mean, I'm familiar with like, I mean, even when I'm ordering contact lenses, I'm very familiar with the suppliers and the range of products and things like that.
What dailies do you seem to order quite often?
They do a lot of the Acuvue dailies. But in my opinion, I mean, when I worked in practice, that wasn't actually quite popular. The Cooper Vision products were more popular in terms of the dailies.
Okay. Yeah. Here, it's pretty practice dependent. Some people are Cooper, some people are Bosch, some people are Acuvue, practices here. Okay. And so you get a big spreadsheet of orders through when you wake up, you go through those, and then the next day I'm sure that they reload those. Tell me a little about how do you stay, organized? What's your methodology? So
Well, I am a very organized person in general, so I would actually, you know, if once the things are loaded, it actually bothers me. Like I need to get this done
it's
before
like
practice.
pressure, weight on your shoulders, or
So that's why I say that's why once I wake up in the morning, checking what billing needs to be done, get that out of the way, and then the day, the rest of the day goes smoothly, basically.
Okay, cool. And then how do you communicate to the office when you have issues? So let's say a PDA is missing, or someone has typos, or someone hasn't put in their orders for 3 days and you're panicking. How do you communicate that stuff to back to the office?
So we've got a we do Google Chat. So I've got my group with the opticians. So if I need anything, I would message them, and then I just wait for the response basically on the Google Chat.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Yeah, it's pretty simple. So as long as people are punctual and respond. So you mentioned you post the payments. So for like Spectera, or do you guys do IMED?
No, we don't do IMED. Sorry, yes, IMED.
You do IMED. Okay.
The Aetna ones, yeah, IMED.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So do you just check the how often do you check the portals for payments?
So I know IMED specifically pays very, very fast. So I would check that portal daily, whereas most of the others do payments on the 15th and then the 29th or the 30th. But IMED, they pay very fast, yeah.
Okay, and where do you post those payments? Is it in some type of practice management system or software or?
No, it's not in the software. I do it. I actually, so on the same spreadsheet where I've got my billing from,
Okay.
I would go and edit the payments on there.
Okay,
You
so
know
you're
how
just making
those.
sure they actually paid out on each claim. That's good.
And then once it's paid, everything is cleared, and then it gets taken off from the spreadsheet
Okay,
or moved,
perfect.
basically.
You've worked in busy offices, and is this something that you'd recommend to practices to free up opticians' times? Just from an optical standpoint, I see a lot of burnout. Like opticians just like they start to lose passion for their job because you're buried with paperwork. I remember some days I would sell 8 pairs of glasses, and then the next day I sold another 8 pairs. And then it's like Wednesday and I have 16 orders. I'm like, how am I ever going to get these orders done? And so if you
Exactly.
like,
And you have to be doing the billing and the ordering, and so it would definitely free up a lot of time in the practice. I think
okay.
what's most important, I mean, and also my personal with my from my personal experience, I feel like when you've got such a lot of work, I don't want to say that it's rushed, but I feel like you can spend a lot more time with a patient if you've got, a lot of load taken off your shoulders,
Yeah, I agree. There's nothing worse than like you're helping a patient, you're having a good conversation, and then there's someone like waiting. And you're like, all you can think about is getting to the next person because
Exactly,
there's going
yeah.
to be someone else walking in.
Yeah, walking in or coming out of the testing room, and you're like, oh.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Because
I
also
think.
where I worked, there was actually two testing rooms as well, and then it would be like two right, and then I'll be like, yeah, so it would be definitely help practices.
I mean, here you could have two testing rooms, you could have six, eight. I mean, it gets really busy. Well, thank you for sharing your remote staffing experience. I hope other practices do consider having someone help with, the administrative side and optical. And I think what's cool about, you and other people on our team is that like you have real optical experience and you know what you're doing, and it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we're kind of becoming like this flat global working, society.
It doesn't, like it really doesn't matter where you're working from in the world. I mean, technology is amazing. And
I
I mean,
forgot.
I never ever thought that I would get an opportunity like this because, like you said, you're always working in the practice, So this is really awesome.
And I forgot to ask, how do you like take breaks and how do you stay sane throughout the day? You don't want to just sit down all day.
No, so we've got when I'm on my I do the when I'm on Clockify, the app, and then I would just pause, take my break, and then once I'm back on, just carry on. But and the once you stop the timer, it stops at that time. Then when you start, it just carries on. So you just have to make sure that you've got your 8 hour day filled, and taking your normal breaks, lunch, tea, whatever the case may be.
Do you take a walk or just do
Yeah,
something?
take a walk or walk the dog.
Yeah, walk the dog. I walk the dog so many times a day.
Yeah, you see? So it's
Yeah.
really amazing.
Right. Exercise, whatever.
Yeah, jump. And I mean, the team at Unbottleneck, I'm really grateful for. I mean, you and the rest of the team, because there's really so much support. I mean, yeah, you couldn't ask for anything
Yeah,
better.
and for everybody listening here, like we're definitely, I know you contact me maybe once a month. You're like, this site is not working. Like the Davis or site wasn't working like all last week. And it's like you don't know if it's your problem or like everyone's problem. So
But that's also what happened. So when I'm on the chat, I would ask them also if I'm having a technical problem, which actually happened now for the past 2 weeks, the Davis, eh?
it's
That's
a mess.
so they would then they would also say Davis is offline. I'm like, yeah, terrible.
I know it's terrible, and you can't even call
Cool.
Davis.
Yeah.
They don't even answer their phone. They're so it's funny.
Yeah.
Bad customer service. So, all right, Farzana, well, thank you so much. And it's Friday here,
It's a pleasure.
so I think it's probably what, 4 your time, 3 something.
This is my time, you see?
All right, take care.
Thank you. Bye.
If you're interested in learning about the services that Farzana does and doing something just like this in your office, it's something I offer through my remote staffing company called iHelp You. And if we're just talking about eligibility and submitting vision claims. It's a pay-per-usage model, so you pay per eligibility check or you pay per claim submission. And obviously, things like claim submission require a competent human, a certified dispensing optician needs to be doing all this work so they can audit all the orders, make sure the seg heights are not too low, we have the correct ad powers, the decentration of the glasses is not going to create a really thick lens. So that's why we have opticians doing this abroad. And it's all professionally managed by myself. I have an awesome dashboard. You'll have access to all real-time data if claims are submitted, communication with your optical biller. It's a dedicated optical biller for you. You can head over to the show notes to check this out, or you can go to ihelpyou.co and chat me, DM me, whatever. Hit me up on the Facebook group. This will really change your workflow, free up your opticians to do patient-facing stuff rather than do a bunch of data entry.